Look at me. I'm covered in bandages, afraid of moisture, smell like sand. Grave robbers started showing up in your life right after I did. You're in the mob. No. You're on drugs! Oh God, I knew it! I'm not on drugs! Jesus, Sophia, I'm a mummy! I'm clearly a mummy! How can you not see that? I felt his words in my chest. He's a mummy. A walking, talking, reanimated corpse. Had I known all along? No, probably not. That would be a ridiculous conclusion for me to have come to. This one isn't on me. But the facts were staring at me from his hollow eye sockets. The logo on his hoodie was the same as the mummy in the picture. You're a mummy. I'm a mummy. But mummies are dead, and you're walking around kissing people. In many cases, they are dead. But a lot of us are cursed to walk the earth, kind of undead. And I've only kissed the one person.
Like vampires?
No, vampires aren't real.
But if you're real, there must be loads of other magical creatures that are real too. Werewolves?
Nope, just mummies.
You've only kissed me? Wait, how about witches? Are they real?
Pretty much just mummies, and yes, you're the only person I've kissed.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, then who made the mummies? I asked, one eyebrow raised.
Fine, he said, sighing. There are some magical priests and stuff like that, but really it's just mummies and other creatures that are directly related to mummies.
So there are wizards?
No, not exactly. Mummies, priests, that's it.
What about... He cut me off.
Sophia, it's just mummies. And maybe Sasquatch, we're not sure.
Really?
I'm kidding, it's just mummies.
How can you joke about this?
I've had more time to process this than you have, obviously. Speaking of which, you're much calmer about this than I expected. I just told you I'm an undead monster, and all you can ask about is if vampires are real, too.
I'm just trying to get a grasp on the world I live in now. Are poltergeists real?
Just mummies. Listen, you're not grossed out by me. You're not terrified. You kissed a mummy, twice.
Technically, a mummy kissed me, I said. I think that makes all the difference. And it was 3 times.
Fine, but you're not running away.
It was a statement, not a question. I can't run away from you, Seth. I don't know what it is or why it is, but it is. There's something about you. He shook his head.
You're drawn to the danger.
It's not that at all. I don't even like roller coasters because they seem too dangerous. I'm drawn to you because you're hot, and because you really seem to care about what happens to me. You were there when I got attacked today, you caught me when I tripped that one time, and the geography presentation. You're there for me even when I think you've gone forever. He cocked his head and looked at me with those deep gray eye holes that I was powerless against.
You're right about that. I've always been there for you, and I always will be.
He leaned in to kiss me. I pulled back. Wait, wait. So what about trolls? Do trolls exist?
Just mummies. Now shut up and let me kiss you.
What about... And then he kissed me. 4 times now. It was weird, but I liked it. It was like being in an attic. Dusty, but electric with possibility. He wiped his mouth with his sleeve, and I didn't copy him. I didn't need to.